Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 191 of the Healthy Skin Show. Today's episode is going to be all about no moisture therapy. And if you haven't heard of this before, it may be because either you just haven't heard of it, or you aren't going through something called topical steroid withdrawal, which for those of you who have listened to a lot of episodes on this show, you've probably heard about, when essentially your body gets really, really, really addicted to topical steroids. And it basically goes haywire, freaking out, and you end up in this living hell. I don't know how else to describe it, for an extensive period of time that really just depends on a number of factors. For some people, it can be a few short months. For other people, it can be years. And so no moisture therapy is one option that some of my clients opt for. Now, do I necessarily recommend this? I recommend parts of it. And I want to be very clear about that because there are some pieces to NMT that I think for people doing on their own, I think are kind of dangerous to do. So I do not recommend them even to clients who are working with me. So we're going to have a personal story of someone who's going through this shared on the show today. But first, I wanted to make sure that you understood what this was about. That way, if it's something you're interested in, you have the opportunity to do more research. So no moisture therapy was created by Dr. Kenji Sato of Japan. There are protocols written up from him online that you can search for and find. And the general gist is that you avoid steroids and you also avoid moisture in every aspect possible. So not just what you would apply to your skin. So no moisturizers used, no oils, no salves, no balms, no nothing applied to your skin, literally. But also restricting the amount of liquid or fluids and water, essentially, that you consume. Now, there are parts to this that I do think can be helpful, and I have seen them in clinical practice be helpful for some clients. That said, I do not recommend anyone follow the dietary and fluid restriction, because unless you are under the care of a physician in basically an inpatient facility or in the hospital, it is very easy to become dehydrated and cause a whole slew of other health problems that will cause you potentially to become hospitalized. I have seen in clinical practice with several clients that NMT can be helpful while they are going through TSW. But I do not recommend restricting fluids through your water intake, through your food intake, and managing that in the way that it is described in the protocol, because I feel that even if you're working with a clinical nutritionist like myself or a dietitian or a functional practitioner, that it is just absolutely too risky to do that piece of this protocol. And another thing that you should know before being like, oh my gosh, Jen's talking about this, I should maybe give this a shot, is to really listen to my guest today. He has chosen to go through his TSW journey using no moisture therapy. That said, there have been some aspects of his life, which he will discuss, that have really been compromised. So you should take some time to make the decision if doing any piece of NMT is right for you. I recognize that TSW, frankly, steals away your life. So this might not feel like you're really giving that much else up. But as with everything, it is for you to do the research, look at the pros and cons, and make the decision of what's best for you. My guest today is Han Boyol Cheng, and I actually came across him on TikTok. He has a huge following over there. And he just basically described himself as another resident on this little blue and green ball flying through space. His goal is to spread awareness about topical steroid withdrawal and how to prevent others from suffering in the future. He is 14 months into topical steroid withdrawal and 8 months into no moisture therapy. Without further ado, let's dive into today's conversation. Thank you so much, Han, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so I wanted to kick things off with you sharing your story, because I think that for people to really understand where you are now, they need to know what came a little bit before that. So what were you struggling with before you ended up in topical steroid withdrawal land? What exactly was going on with your skin before that?
So I have a family history of not so great skin, mostly on my dad's side of the family. And when I was a kid, I had Kawasaki disease, and I'm glad we were able to figure that out. But shortly after that, I developed what was diagnosed as eczema. And so from my childhood to basically last year, I was on and off using steroid creams and ointments topically to mitigate those eczema symptoms. And it wasn't really until this past year that I finally really looked into it and questioned, you know, what was going on, because I had heard that there were people that were able to cure their eczema through means of dieting, exercise, what have you. And so I wanted to explore those methods because I was tired of spending hours a day showering, moisturizing, applying all these steroids. It was just like, there's no way I have to do this for the rest of my life. And at the same time, this year, I started to notice that the current strength dosage was not working anymore. And so the eczema, I would apply steroids topically, but nothing was happening. And so that was the route that that's basically how I got to the TSW journey, which started last September. Yeah.
And when you ended up, I guess, unfortunately, in this state of TSW, what did you, like, what was that experience like for you in this moment of realizing that this wasn't just like an eczema anymore? This was sort of something entirely different.
I felt really disappointed. I felt like betrayed almost, because, you know, I had seen doctor after doctor after doctor. I mean, tens of dermatologists, and, you know, I like to believe that I can trust doctors, you know, that they have it. Their best interest is for me to, you know, have good health. And, it's basically just that I didn't realize how much I didn't know. And so that was kind of not only just the beginning of my journey of, finding out more about, you know, my skin and human skin and how, you know, we can treat these, issues that we develop, but also just worldly matters. Like, I need to question everything that I was taught as a child, as I was conditioned, like, what, you know, like, why do we do what we do? And so it's really been a humbling experience, but at the same time, it did start from a kind of dark place. Yeah.
And then, so the way I found you, and I think it's fair and would be interesting to the listeners to know, the way I found you was basically, I was on TikTok and I stumbled across the video that you had put up about what a, like, your day was like, being not just in the state of TSW, but going through this process called no moisture therapy. Yeah. And I've had some clients that are interested in considering this, who realize where we're like, you know what, maybe this isn't just eczema anymore. Like, maybe the switch has been flipped. Mm-hmm. And we've got some additional issues going on that require attention. And so For those who are not familiar with this whole, it is, by the way, it's not something to consider lightly and I think dive into lightly. It can really positively impact your life, but it is a big deal. So for those of you who might not know, it's no moisture therapy method. You might see it written online, NMT for short. And it was actually this protocol, I suppose you would call it, was developed by Dr. Kenji Sato in Japan. The whole idea that if you do it really very strictly, that you should see a substantial improvement in 3 months turnaround time. Now, I would say that that might not be realistic for everyone, just looking, you know, everybody's different on a case-by-case basis. But I would love to know, how did you stumble across the idea of no moisture therapy and what made you decide to give it a try?
So first, I just want to definitely say that this is, of course, as you said, my journey, and I don't want anyone to think that, like, you know, my journey is going to be like anyone else's, because this treatment protocol specifically is very, it's based on the individual. But to answer your question, so I started off with the celery juice cleanse, the crazy celery juice cleanse, and that led me into a diet of whole foods, plant-based, and then I also tried veganism, and then I went into this, I tried keto, and basically my whole first 6 months of TSW was me just trying a whole bunch of stuff. And looking back on it, I could have probably slowed down a little bit because I was doing way too many things at once. But from the beginning, I was always part of Facebook groups and just online forums, and NMT was one of the methods of treatment that was always talked about, but people didn't really promote it that much. And I was always curious about it. And it wasn't, for whatever reason, I didn't really look into it until like about the 6 month mark, because that was when I was realizing that. So I had gotten really bad, and then I started to get good again about 3 months. And then I started to get bad again. And towards the 6 month mark, I was like, okay, let me do some research again. And so NMT came to my lab once again, and I just researched the heck out of it. And to me, I really trust my intuition. I really go with the gut feeling. And to me, this was just that. It was nothing is required for you to purchase. It's just read this protocol and do your best to follow it. And that's basically it. In time, you'll heal. And that's it. No, you know, funky medicine or special foods or anything like that. Just do you. It's really, really been an arduous journey. And it's been a really humbling experience. But answer your question, that's how I got. Yeah.
And I would say, too, we were saying before we even started recording that it's not. So for those of you, if you haven't yet looked this up, if this is something they're interested in looking it up, you can easily find photos of what people look like as well, because it is something where you may not be able to go to work. Some people will acknowledge, like, they look pretty awful going through this process. So you had to really want to do this. Yeah. It also is very strict in some of the things that it, some of the things in this protocol, like really strict. And so the whole concept of no moisture therapy is that essentially you're not applying moisturizers and you're not consuming an excess amount of fluids, etc., and showering and bathing. Like, you're really limiting the amount of moisture that your body on multiple fronts is exposed to. You have to go through the complete avoidance of steroids. And typically, there's also the recommendation to avoid any products with licorice in them. Licorice is an adaptogen that can help stimulate the adrenal glands. Because the whole idea here is that you guys know, we've talked about this a lot. And if you're not familiar with TSW, I encourage you to go back and listen to some of our other episodes on it, so just so you can better familiarize yourself. But that the adrenal glands have trouble realizing they've got to put out cortisol because you've been applying cortisol through topical steroids. So they're like, well, somebody else took over my job. Yeah. I'm just going to like peace out. And so this whole process of TSW to some degree, which some of you probably heard in Dr. Heather Zwicky's discussion on this, is like the body reorienting itself, the immune system reorienting itself, and it takes time and it can be very uncomfortable. So Han, in the process of going, yeah, I think I want to do this, like, what has it been like doing no moisture therapy? Like, what were some things what's like your regular day like? Maybe some things that people who haven't gone through this don't realize if they're just reading about it online.
Yeah, I'd love to share. And again, what I go through is definitely going to be different than others. I would have to say this experience has been probably the most tolling on my physical and mental health. I've never experienced something so hard in my life as NMT. I do plan to show what I did go through with pictures and all through whatever platform I do choose to really show what I went through. But basically in the first month, and I guess I can just reiterate that the 90 days, right, is what everyone like is always looking out for. That's the initial, like, let me get just through these 90 days and then see if I want to continue with this or not. But those 90 days are rough, man. So when I first started, you have to realize that I was, you know, moisturizing every single day for, I don't even remember how far back, probably like elementary, middle school days. And to just stop all moisturization in one day, it was a lot on my body. And I got super, super dry. That also, you know, made it hard for me to sleep. It made it hard for me to think, to eat. In the beginning, it was especially rough on my my neck and behind my knees. Around the 3-4 month mark, before the 90 days hit, I thought I was getting better, but you know, it's just, you know, your skin, it can turn around in a night and a week. And basically I was exercising, I was following the protocol, I was doing great, I was getting better, you know, my skin was clearing up from being super dry. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't extend my legs. And my entire neck, the entire front of my neck was just scabs. And you know, with TSW, it's the itch that's the hardest to endure. And with no moisture, the whole idea is it's okay to scratch, because when you scratch and then you blame yourself, and you know it's like you have to realize, like, we don't even have any, you know, anything out there to mitigate this this itch. We don't even know why we get itchy. I mean, I do know about some theories, but so I would constantly scratch not just the skin but the scabs. And you know, you scratch the scabs and then you bleed and then they form again. And then a couple hours later, you scratch them off again. You know, it's like, I'm not intending to, but like, that's just how itchy it gets. My neck scabbed up. So that was, I was in a constant state of pain there. And also I couldn't extend my legs. So I basically just couldn't walk from about this 2.5 month mark to about the 4 month mark. I was basically sitting in a chair, like in a rolling chair. It's kind of funny. I was just in a rolling chair back and forth for that whole time in my parents' apartment. But also it was in my arms too eventually. So it was really hard to do things by myself. So I'm really grateful that I had my girlfriend and my parents to help me because realistically speaking, Jen, I couldn't even go to the bathroom by myself. That was a real issue. And I am so grateful that I have these people in my life to help me go when I need to go. But that was a serious issue too. But you know, it just gets better with time. And, there's just so much, I guess, that I experienced, but, basically the way that I went about my days in those earlier stages was kind of just doing whatever I could, you know, like just getting out of bed for me was like good enough for some days, you know? I was getting fed a lot because I couldn't, extend my arms and I couldn't bend them forward in too much. So they're kind of fixed at these like 90 degree angles. So it was hard to like eat. So I had to get fed sometimes.
The things we take for granted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite amazing.
Can I ask, is there anything, if you were to talk to somebody who realizes that they're in the midst of TSW, right? So they've had a lot of exposure to topical steroids and maybe other forms of steroids, and they're in this boat and they're considering this.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you wish, like if you could go back now and tell yourself something at the beginning, is there anything that you would say to that person? Because obviously everybody's journey is different, and I think everyone has the right to choose their own journey. So we're not going to tell you guys whether to or not to do this.
Yeah.
That's not fair. It's your journey. But what do you wish you could have told yourself if you could go back to the beginning before you started? What would you say?
For specifically NMT, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I would say, Han, take your time. It's like, you know, with TSW, everyone just wants to get out of it. And I get it. I so get that. You know, we don't want to be in this state. Nobody wants to be in this state. But with NMT especially, you have to realize that the people that are saying that, you know, they're healing in 3 months or in less time, a lot of those cases, they're coming from Dr. Sato in Japan. You know, they're being monitored, or let me rephrase that. I don't know that a lot of them are, but I do know that the patients that are being seen by Dr. Sato are being, you know, monitored 24/7, and they're being taken care of by nurses and doctors all the time. So that's much different than me at home in New Jersey with my parents, you know, just trying to do this thing. So the biggest misconception with NMT, I think, is that people think you're just not allowed to drink water, but that's not the case. The case is, as you mentioned before, which is that you want to restrict it as much as you can. And so I made the mistake in the very beginning of really going down. I used to drink like 2 to 4 liters of water a day easily. And in like one day, I just went down to 1 liter max, but also like taking into account, you know, like the food, the water content in food, like that's a no-no. That's a no-no. So especially because you're not going to be monitored by a doctor at, you know, at all times, unless you're going to see Dr. Sato, I would say just ease into it, and, you know, you'll get there in time. It really, you know, it just takes time.
Yeah, it does. And I think the other thing too, to keep in mind is that regardless of where you are in your journey and what choice one makes, right, whether they do no moisture therapy or they, you know, soldier through TSW in the various ways. I work with a lot of clients who also employ on their team someone that is a TCM dermatologist. Like I've talked to Dr. Olivia Friedman, some of you might remember about this. And so having some other people on your team can also be helpful to make sure that from a nutrient perspective, you're okay. And if you feel like you're not doing well, seek medical attention, right? Because like you're saying, it's hard for you to know if, say, your protein is too low or your salt gets too low or too high or whatever. We just want to make sure that everyone is doing things in a safe way and have a discussion with your doctor. They might not agree with you, but you can ask them to still support you in the process and make sure that you're doing all right. I wanted to ask you too, because for those of you who are going through this TSW, or even if you're just in a bad place with your rashes right now, and I know, Han, you're on a bunch of different social media platforms, but I just especially have come to love and appreciate the videos you shared on TikTok. The one thing that I was saying to you before we started was just I actually have so much gratitude for the level of positivity given your circumstance, because you show some videos where you're it's just physically, you can see like your skin is just not, it's not where you want it to be. and you look like you're in a lot of pain, and thank God for your mother and your father and all of these people in your life who are helping you, but you're positive. And sometimes you just come on and you say, I just wanted to, something like, I just want to remind you that I love you, like, I wish you a good day. How do you stay positive when you're in a lot of pain and when physically you might feel very limited as you go through your journey, whatever it may be with your skin?
That's a great question. It's something that I continue to struggle with on a daily basis. I definitely want to say that with the level of positivity I do bring with the social media, I do constantly struggle with the itching and the pain. But for me, positivity is, your mind is so powerful, and the thoughts that you have and the words that you speak, they really make a difference. They really impact not only yourself, but those people around you. And it's easy to complain. It's easy to be negative, but it's hard to stay positive in the midst of adversity and struggle and anguish. And I think the biggest thing for me is I have these support systems in my life who help to remind me, hey, Han, like that itch, it's passing. It's passing right now. And you know what? You got through it last time. You're going to get through it this time. Remember when, you were just itchy, but then you were fine. You're going to get through it right now. And it's just that like reminder of, Han, you've already been through so much. Like the greatest gift I have from doing NMT is that even though I continue to cycle through, these flare-ups and whatnot, every cycle is shorter and my skin is getting stronger and stronger by the day. I will never, never say never, but I refuse to be unable to walk again. Unless, even if someone blows off my legs, I'll get new legs. I refuse to accept that. And so, that as well as accepting my situation. I'm not going to be in denial and pretend like, this isn't my situation of being in TSW and being hurt and being in pain. Like, let me accept it and just go through my day and just do what I can, because I think everyone deserves to live their best life. And whatever you get to do, in a day is what you get to do. And I'm just grateful to be alive right now.
That's so powerful when so much online, we see a lot of like the compare and despair, but she gets to do this or he's doing that and that's not fair. But you're right, like focusing on the small things that we get to do, that we get to experience, to be fully present to what's in front of you, that's a really powerful reminder. Really is. Wow. Out of curiosity, because I know that, you've got we'll share the link. Because it's a little tricky for me to say, because some of you won't, if you're listening to this, you're going to go, where am I supposed to go? To connect with Han? But he has a link. We'll put it in the show notes of all the different social media platforms and some of the different things that he supports or is sharing with the world, and trying to get awareness out about, within this, for those of you who know, it's a Linktree link, but you guys who don't know what that is, don't worry. I'll put the link in the show notes for you, so it's easy to find. Is there any final words that you would love to share with someone if they're, you know, if they're like, is NMT right for me? What would you say to someone who's thinking about it?
I would say, you know, do as much research as you can, not just with this, but with anything that you're about to partake in, especially with your body. Mm-hmm. Do as much research as you can and give it a shot. Ultimately, what it came down to for me was I have nothing to lose. Like, I had nothing to lose. So I was like, all right, 90 days, let's see what happens. And, you know, in the middle of those 90, or after those 90 days were over, I couldn't walk. But I noticed that my skin was getting stronger. So I continued. And here I am 8 months later.
Wow. Well, I think that those are wise words. And I actually very much appreciate the fact that you have repeated reminders to people, too, that this is your journey. Yeah. And not, maybe not theirs. Yeah. And that's an important thing too, right? Because for those of you listening, you know that it's not for me to decide what's best for you. You're the CEO yeah. of your health. Yeah. And you've got to make decisions for yourself that are the right decisions for you, whether it's medication or it's supplements or it's food or it's a combination of all the above or something else. That is entirely personal and it's ultimately up to you. And I think it's incredibly important to always ask questions and go in with your eyes wide open instead of just looking at before and after photos.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of before and after photos that people don't share that don't show positive results. And we don't see those. So do your research. And I think too, if you're looking for someone who can offer some light and you just are really curious to check out more of what's going on behind the scenes, especially someone who's going through NMT, I would really encourage each and every one of you to connect with Han because he is... Like I said, I mean, I don't follow a ton of people on TikTok. I really only follow people that I'm interested in following. And I find your, you know, and I've never personally been through TSW. I have clients who are going through it. I've obviously never been through NMT. I've seen photos of it. And so it was really inspiring and eye-opening to see what you go through. And I deeply appreciate your vulnerability and your generosity in sharing your journey with everyone, not just here, but everything else that you do, because stories are really what connect us. And they're just so incredibly powerful. And I'm really appreciative, Han, that you took the time today to join us.
And thank you, Jen, for constantly spreading awareness. It is so important what you're doing. And I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I have such deep appreciation for Han Boyol for coming on the show and sharing his story. It was incredibly brave of him, to be honest with you. Everything that he's done, like when I watch him and his videos on TikTok, I was just like, wow, I am so humbled in this moment to see what he is going through. And he so bravely and authentically shares his journey. So if you have been curious about NMT, I highly encourage you to go check out his TikTok videos. All of his links and everything that we discussed in this episode can be found over at skinterrupt.com/191. And that's the perfect spot if you've got any questions or comments or thoughts that you'd like to share, leave them there. That way we can keep the conversation going. And remember, this episode is not necessarily me recommending or endorsing NMT. If anything, it's just to say, hey, there's this option you might not have heard of, and maybe some aspect of it might be helpful for you. And so, as always, before you make any significant changes to what you're doing right now, do your research, Think about the pros and cons, weigh them out, and then discuss this with your practitioner team. That way you can make the best decision for yourself. And take a moment then to share this episode with people that you think might find this either helpful or eye-opening, and that it might provide them with another way to go, especially if they are dealing with TSW and they're really not sure what could potentially be helpful on their journey, or they've been considering doing NMT and they'd like to hear a first-person account of what it's like to actually go through this. And if you haven't done so yet, take a moment, head on over to that podcast platform of choice that you stream the show on, so that you can rate and review the show, and then make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of the tips, hope, inspiration, and research that's shared here every single week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.